So, I need to do the dishes before I can cook this, and I promised work I'd make my casserole for the potluck on Tuesday, so I should prep. Wait, is that...
Excuse me? Yes, you. Where are you going?
No, I see you. Are you sneaking out of your house right now, young man?
Oh, no. You just crawl out of your window for fun at night?
What, are you testing your home security system? Well, maybe I'll just call your mother right now to confirm that your little escapades are supposed to be happening. I have her number right here myself. We've been neighbors for 20 years, so I know she'll be very interested in all the things I've seen her son get up to.
Well, don't get all upset now. I'm sorry for using my big voice on you. Look, I'm not going to tell your mom, but why don't you come over to my house real quick so I can talk to you about this? It's cold out here.
Well, it's either come with me or face the music. Up to you.
Go ahead and have a seat on the couch. There you go.
Are you really going to sit all the way on the opposite side of the couch for me?
Suit yourself.
Now, before you give me your bullshit excuse for what you were doing, let me take a wild guess. You were going out to meet a girl?
I expected as much. I guess you're old enough, aren't you? I remember when you were just a kid running around the neighborhood. You were such a cute boy. I always knew you'd grow into a handsome young man, so I guess I'm not surprised you've caught the eye of some girl at your school.
Not at your school? Well, how did you meet?
What's a Tinder?
Oh, sweetie, I know you're technically an adult and you can make these kinds of decisions, but you have to be careful of some young girl on the internet inviting you over to watch some kind of movie and chill. Was that it?
Honey, she could be anybody.
And you know, she might have some ulterior motives you don't know about.
She's not young. What do you mean?
How much older?
Really? I didn't know that's what you liked.
Sweetie, show me a picture of this woman.
I just want to see what she looks like.
It's okay. I'm still not going to tell your mother, but I want to make sure you weren't about to go see some axe murderer before I stopped you. I've watched you grow up, and I do care about your well-being.
Is this it? I'm not good with these phones, dear. Do I just tap here or do I...
Wait, is this her?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm sorry, honey. I'm not yelling at you. It's just, I know this bitch and she's married.
Oh, I am going to burn that hoe to the ground.
Oh, yes, of course, dear. Here's your phone back.
I'm surprised that this is the sort of woman you'd be interested in, is all. Somebody so...
Well, I'm just going to say it, sweetie. I'm surprised you'd go for a slut like this.
Oh, honey, she's been the town bicycle since high school. I assure you, everyone's had a ride on your date over the years.
Here's the thing. Experience is valuable, so I can understand why you might gravitate toward an older woman, but the type of experience is just as valuable. She's gone through her entire life thin and rich and just so inexorably blonde. So she's not exactly used to putting work for anything. Your Tinder date would have simply laid in the back of her Lincoln and had you climb on top of her like some kind of rutting animal, only to turn the hose on you if you ever set foot on her property in the future. She wouldn't actually do anything for you. Believe me, this is not the sort of woman you need. You want to tell me what kind of woman you need? I'm not sure I would even know what a young man with such broad shoulders and firm, corded forearms. I suppose I could try to help you figure this out. First of all, you're not going to want a thin woman like this bitch. You'll want a woman of more substance. Some extra curves and softness.
You might want more of a caregiver type, somebody with a strong maternal instinct who can estimate your many needs and work on fulfilling them. What do I mean? Well, let's start by talking about curves. Take me as an example. I think we can both agree that I have very large breasts. I mean, even when I wear a sweater like this, there's nothing hiding them. And then there's my ass. Goodness, do you know how hard it is to find a pair of jeans to accommodate this? There's a reason I love my LuLaRoe leggings so much, honey. And it's not to support all my gal pals selling them on the weekend. Can you even imagine fitting this much ass into any other article of clothing? And my thighs. Just look at how tightly those leggings cling to my thighs. That's curves, dear. Real curves. Now, if you had your choice between curling up next to bony hips and sinewy muscle, or feeling all this softness pressing into you, which do you think you'd choose, hmm? As for maternal instinct, you're going to want a woman who can take care of you, don't you agree? Somebody who knows exactly how to relieve all of your stress and to provide you with very consistent release. I know how young men can be. You just need so much attention. Come here, darling. Let me show you what I'm talking about. You're so far away from me right now. Wouldn't you like to sit closer? My body is very warm. There, that's better. You lean against me. See? I can feel all this tenseness in you right now. Are you nervous? I know exactly what you need. Ah, there we go. Much better. Just let me massage you a little bit. I shouldn't be surprised these muscles need so much help. You've probably been on edge since I invited you into my house. Oh, you thought I was going to rat you out, didn't you? I'll admit I was tempted. I am good friends with your mother, after all. But dear old mommy can't understand her baby boy's needs, and I'm not so old that I've forgotten how young men can be when you keep them locked up for too long. They're like pets in a way. If you don't give them what they need, they tend to wander and make bad decisions, don't they? But if you take care of them regularly, well, just feel all these knots. You must be so pent up, dear. I can't even imagine how long it's been since anyone has touched you. You poor dear, you've been craving this, haven't you? Just sweet physical affection. Even the toughest men I've ever met melted when I started touching them. This is what you all want deep down. Does it feel good, sweetie? Does it feel good when I touch you? I'm going to let my hands wander a bit now, okay? You just relax into me. That's right, lean back into me. You can lay your head right on my breast. That's quite all right. I want you to feel how soft I am. I want you to know exactly what a real woman feels like. There we go. You just close your eyes, honey. Just feel my hands on you. Just listen to my voice in your ear. You like the way I take care of you, don't you, baby? Do you like the way I touch your chest? You've been working hard, haven't you? I know the coach benched you halfway through last season, and I can tell you've put in all the work to make sure that doesn't happen again. It shows. I can feel it here in your pecs and here in your abs, and I'm guessing you wear these athletic shorts because those big thighs of yours don't fit properly in jeans, do they? I'm so proud of you. You've set a goal and you've been working toward it. It takes hard work and determination. And you're a very determined young man, aren't you? I've been watching you most of your life. I know a man pretending not to be a virgin when I see one. That lack of experience must have been driving you to absolute desperation. So when you saw a chance to escape your house and show one of the other mothers in this neighborhood just how much you've grown over the years, you planned exactly how you were going to get what you wanted. It wasn't your fault I caught you and stopped it. And now look at you. I can see the strain that missed opportunity is having on you right now. Even relaxed as you are, I still sense a little tenseness. Maybe my hands can find it and work that stress right out of you. What do you think? Yeah, I think so too. So let's see. Is it here? No, is it here? I think I'm getting warmer. What's this straining against your shorts, sweetie? What's that? It keeps growing down next to your thigh. Maybe if I just slowly roll the leg of your shorts up, I'll find it. Do you think that's a good idea? I figured you would. So let's reveal the source of all your stress, shall we? Let's just pull up your shorts a little bit at a time until we see. Oh my god. No, sweetie, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. You close your eyes again. I just wasn't expecting you to be so big. Oh, no, not at all, baby. It's the exact opposite of a problem. You have a very special gift here. A lot of young ladies are going to be scared of this, but the women of our neighborhood are going to be thoroughly pleased if they ever find out. To be honest, I'm so immensely satisfied that I'm finding out before that skank you were going to visit. I dare say this is one of my prouder moments. You can feel my chest swelling with pride, sweetie. It's even better than a pillow now, isn't it? Okay, honey, I think wandering hands is over. After seeing this, I'm going to have very focused hands. I suspect you'll be okay with that. Let's just see how... Oh, darling, I can't even wrap my hand all the way around it. And I can tell by that little gasp you let out that you don't want me to stop at all. Don't worry, sweetie. Nothing could stop me from doing what I'm about to do. There we go. Oh, yes, you're being such a good boy for me right now. Just lay against me while I do this. Am I soft? Yeah? Are you comfortable? Do you like being taken care of? Do you like how close my mouth is to your ear while my hands are on you? Keep your eyes closed, baby. Just feel me. Hear me. I'm so close to you, aren't I? That's right. Nothing else exists right now. Let me do this for you. Let me take all that stress away. You can just feel my hands sliding up and down you, can't you? Moving with a purpose, squeezing you tight. My thumb rubbing around your head and smearing that pre-cum all over so everything is nice and slippery the way I'm sure you like it. You're laying against me all soft and warm and comfortable. Everything you feel is me right now. And with my voice right in your ear, I'm everything you hear as well. Oh, do you know how wet that makes me, sweetie? Knowing that I can do this to you. Feeling your hard, muscled body laying on me while my busy hands keep slipping and sliding over this massive fucking cock. A cock that's so big and so hard just for me. Do you know how much my clit throbs every time a moan escapes your mouth? I can see how hard you're trying to be stoic, man, but every time your lips part and you have to fight against crying out from how good I'm making you feel, I know that deep down you are such a good boy for me. But I don't think you should have all the fun, honey. I need something. See, this is the difference between me and that stuck-up skinny bitch you were going to go hand-deliver your V-card to. I want to teach you a few things. Turn around and face me, baby. You can open your eyes now. You're going to need to see me. Hello, bright eyes. Do you like having your face half buried in my sweater puppies? I can tell that you do, but that's not where we're staying, darling. I need you to move down. That's good. Keep scooting all the way. Now let's get these leggings off, and please don't pretend that you aren't excited for this because I've felt your eyes on my thick thighs and my ass for years. I'm just giving you a hard time, sweetie. Yeah, there we go. I know it can be hard to pull these tight leggings off this much. Well, me. If you think taking them off is hard, you should see what I go through getting them on every morning. Oh, but we're at the best part, aren't we? Now you can see your first pair of panties live and in person staring at you right in the face. Do you like them, baby? I like the pink ones. That's right. Get a closer look, darling. It's okay to touch me, but be... Baby, you found kind of a sensitive spot for me. That's... not bad for a first try, actually. Maybe we should slide these panties off so I can teach you... Oh! You're moving so fast, sweetie. I can tell you're excited. Now, I don't expect you to be very good at the first try, so let's just slow down and I'll tell you exactly what I want you to. Oh, you just really want to go for it, don't you? I have to say your enthusiasm definitely goes a long way towards making up for... Oh, my God. How'd you find that spot? Yes, do it again. God, do it again. Fuck, do it again. Baby, when I say do it again, I mean don't stop. Let me just hold your head up and guide you a little. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, sweetie, are you some kind of pussy-eating servant? What is happening right now? If I didn't know for a fact that you have a weekly night where you watch Japanese cartoons with these chess clubs and play Risk, I'd swear you've done this before. Yes. Fuck. Oh, that's good. Do it again. Push your tongue inside. Oh my God. It's shit, baby. Hold still. I need to move, darling, okay? I just need to... shit, I need to fuck your face, baby. Yeah, I need it. I need to be a good boy, okay? Be a good boy and take it. Oh, yeah, take it as I grind on your mouth. So you're such a good boy. That's right. Oh, yeah, make me feel good. Oh, you're gonna look so sweet with all of my cum on your face. Oh, such a good boy. That's right, my hungry boy. Bonk, just like that. Oh, good boy. Complete control of myself. Oh, you made me feel so good. I just couldn't stop. Did I suffocate you a little? Can you breathe? I was pushing your face into me and I just didn't care. All I wanted was to get off. And I did. But look at you. Oh, sweet boy, you're still hard. Yes, baby, I know you're pleased at how hard you made me come, but I'm not about to let you go without taking care of you. Lie right back on this couch. There we go. Now, I know you like my ass, sweetie, so I think you're going to enjoy this next part. Just lie still, okay? I want to make you feel good. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to slowly get on top of you, okay? Hold your cock up for me, honey. I'm just going to... fuck. Sink down on it. I have to do this slowly because you're really fucking big, okay? God, I can't believe I almost have all of it in me. No, baby, it's wonderful. You're filling me up so good. I'm the sort of woman who, yes, really enjoys being full of cock. And I mean very full, honey. In fact, I'm determined that I'm going to take every inch. Oh my God, so good. Let me stay like this for a minute, okay? I want to get used to you. Here, if I lean forward, you can have a face full of my tits again. Do you like that? Here you go. I'm keeping the sweater on, darling. I don't want you to see my old lady bra. If I'd have known I was going to sit on your thick cock this evening, I would have dressed a little better. Maybe next time you can see the underwear I wear when I know I'm going to fuck you. Oh, did that get you going? Did it? But I need you to lie still. That's better. I'm the one who moves. Oh, fuck, baby, you're really big. I know I sound like a broken record, but you have no idea how good it feels to be stretched around this cock. It's not even just the size. You just have a good shape that reaches... Oh, that spot right there. Fuck yeah. God damn, I want to write a sonnet about this dick. Do you think Emily Brontë wrote love letters to good dick she received in her life? Never mind, baby. I was just making a joke for myself. If you're feeling restless, why don't you grab two handfuls of this ass? I'm about to start bouncing on you. You like that, darling? You like the way I fuck you? Can you tell how tightly I'm gripping you? The way my big ass shakes as I drop it on you? Oh yeah, I need you to indulge me for a moment, sweetie. I need you to spank that ass. Oh, fuck yeah, that's a good boy. Spank it and grip my ass nice and tight. Let me know how bad you want it. You love bailing with that ass, don't you? Maybe the next time you come home from practice, you can swing by here, and I'll pin you up against the wall with this ass, huh? Would you like me to slowly rub it? Oh, yeah. Fuck, such a good fucking boy, hmm? Are you my good boy? Do you like getting fucked so hard? You can't even let me finish this sentence, huh? That's how bad you need it. baby. We're all done with spakes now. I'm just gonna hold your arms down so you don't get any more ideas. Close your eyes again, honey. You just lie there now. Let me take care of that big cock. Yeah. All I want you to do is focus on my thick thighs on either side of you and my weight coming down on you. Yeah. You like that weight. I know you do, honey. I want you to feel my pussy convulsing on you. I've come a couple of times from this already. Did you notice? They weren't big orgasms, but I'm still so proud of you for getting me there. Yeah. Yeah, keep focusing on me, baby. Feel me holding your arms. Feel my breasts behind the sweater hanging in your face. Hear my voice right in your ear, so close to you. I'm all around you, baby. Big and warm and soft and so safe. Let me take care of you, darling. I want you to let it all out inside me. Will you do that for me, honey? Will you come inside me? Oh, fuck. I want to feel it, baby. Every pulse, every shot. Oh, let me milk you dry. I'm gonna take it all, honey. Every drop. Oh, yeah. You're so close. I can feel you trying to hold on. Let go, darling. Let it all out. I want to hear you cry out, I want to hear you shudder and moan and breathe every shaky breath when you pour everything into me. Give it to me, baby. Be my good boy. Go on. You can do it. I'll take care of you, I promise. Yeah. There it is. Yes, so good. God, you worked so hard for it. There you go. Give it to me. Come on. That's a good boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shh. It's okay, honey. I know you just came and you're a bit disoriented. You're probably even thinking this was a mistake. Let's just chase away all your doubts and fears, okay? I'm so happy you came inside me. This is just what I wanted. Here, baby, put your hands back on my ass. There, I know you like it. Just let me lay on you for a little bit and keep you warm. I wanted to hold you. Do you feel better, sweetie? Are you all calmed down? Good. Now, you're gonna come back and see me sometime, okay? I don't do one-night stands, even if the boy is extra cute. I'm going to spoil you when you come and visit. And don't go thinking you're going to sneak around and never see me again, do you understand, young man? I told you I'd take care of you and I meant it. Next time I'll use my mouth. Would you like that? I'm very, very good at it. That's a good boy. Now get yourself put together. If your mother catches you sneaking back into the house looking as well fucked as you do now, she's going to know for sure you've been snatched up by one of the neighborhood women. Now go. And think about this ass when you're jerking that fat cock of yours in the shower later. Night, cutie.